Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. To join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning. What is it, July 9th? July 10th?
July 9th.
July 9th.
July 9th.
Lock in. Lock in, buddy.
I wish it was the 10th.
I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Yeah. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. And Jason Bishop.
Yeah, what's up?
Did you have your swim meet? Did they get it in?
Got it in. It was late. Oh. Finished at 9:45, something like that.
Right. Jeez.
Then she hadn't eaten, so we had to stop
drive through. Food.
Drive through, got home, but yeah, you know, it's actually pretty standard. You get home a lot at that time. Uh-huh. You get a kid in activities.
Yeah.
So it's got pushed back like an hour and a half.
All right. They got it in. The storms were wild. I know I was out on the golf course and hoping it wasn't going to storm till about 4, and something came through around, I don't know, 1:30, 2 o'clock. And then, you know, of course, it opened up and it was beautiful for another hour and a half. Then another storm came through.
Yeah. So. That's the one that came through my hood around 4. Yeah.
Well, it was so hot.
So hot.
We needed it to break the weather.
It was so hot.
But hey, we've got Mike Rizzo on the show. We should mention that because we didn't know whether we were going to have Mike on the show. He's going to be on today at 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss that.
Mm-hmm.
Our final sponsored segment with Mike Rizzo, but he agreed to come on after he was fired this week. So yep. We'll talk to Riz at 9 o'clock. Also, we're going to be giving you a cakes update. I think we probably should get into it now. So when I got back, I hadn't been looking at social media or anything. And all of a sudden, I see all these tweets about cakes getting interviewed on. Mm-hmm. Now, I thought it was TV. And Drab sent us. I guess it was online.
It was online, yeah. So when I got home.
But I recognized the lady. She's the one that does the TV stuff, right?
But it wasn't on TV. What can I tell you? It was online. I know Valdez sent out a link, and I literally had that on my computer for 5 straight hours last night, from 6 o'clock till about 11. Mm. And they never showed cakes until the interview.
Yeah.
Because there's quite a few tables there.
They had two, like, featured tables that the television production were heavy in.
Right.
But I knew, like, they had cameras kind of floating around other tables. So I was kind of trying to see that.
I was trying to see if I could see his head or something.
And then also in tournament poker, if your table all of a sudden becomes like a 5-man table,
you got to move people around.
Yeah, you got to move people around.
For sure. As people get eliminated, if it gets too stack heavy, whatever it is.
So there was a possibility that cakes could have been moved to one of the two featured tables.
100%.
And I was just kind of sitting
around
waiting.
That's why I kept it open. Yeah. I kept it open. And, you know, I ended up watching and getting involved in the Granu's table and Helmuth's table. Those were the two sort of featured tables for most of that time. And, you know, I have to say I enjoyed it. I haven't watched a lot of poker over the last few years. It was kind of enjoyable to do. I thought the commentators were really good. And then I'm laying in bed.
Who are the commentators now?
I can't even remember.
It's not
irrelevant.
The Van Pattens anymore.
Well, it's online stuff, so it's irrelevant.
Okay, yeah.
But I thought they were interesting. They gave good anecdotes. I thought they were doing a good job analyzing stacks and the play. But, you know, I'm sitting there in a bed. I actually brought my computer up to the bedroom so I could kind of keep an eye on him as I try to figure out. I got my red light on. I got to try to figure out all these ways to go to sleep. And all of a sudden I see cakes. I'm like, what is going on? And you have the audio. So here is cakes. And maybe it's because like he and Barstool Nate have been going back and forth. Somehow he had captured the attention of the WSOP people.
I think maybe. So the online, there's a chat.
Yeah.
And so, like, they kind of engage with the chat, the commentators do a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking maybe the chat
Somebody said that Cakes was actually trending on Twitter. I saw Cakes trending, but was that actually Cakes?
Yes, he was trending here in D.C.
Or was that like about Cakes, like that you eat?
Oh, yeah.
No, it was about Johnny Cakes Allville.
Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine that, but okay.
Hey, he's a big story.
He got a lot of interaction when he posted a double up.
Yeah.
To 500 some thousand.
Yeah, that blew my mind away.
He was at one point 40th in total chips after that double up.
Yeah, I saw his early. High as like 75th or something. I didn't know he was that high.
I thought, someone texted me and said he was like number 36.
That's probably what he's referring to.
Yeah.
So I think did he have king to ace? Or was it just paired a king?
No. He had kings against aces.
And then he hit a king.
I think some guy shoved pre.
Uh-huh.
And then I think he called and he hit a king.
Wow. It's
amazing.
That's what you need.
That's what you need. You do need a miracle.
So
like
where
that.
Is he currently?
I think he's got about 210,000.
So he had it up to about 600,000 and then it dropped to 210?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So he's probably way below average at this point.
Average is like 310?
Yeah. So he's probably...
He's in 969th place.
Average chip stack is 395,000.
Yeah.
The blinds are currently 3,000, 6,000.
6,000. So 6,000 annies. 200 is
he
what?
He has 33
big blinds.
Big blinds.
So he's got a little bit of play.
And he's only 17 away from the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if he can sit on his stack.
He could sit on it in cash.
Probably could.
And I would advise it. You know, unless he gets some monsters.
What was his biggest loss yesterday?
Dude, no idea.
Oh, really?
No idea. I mean,
he had three double ups at least.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. He had the two earlier, and then
He must have had a couple bad ones.
The king, ace, ace. But, you know, you have to give action to get action.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't blame him. You know, and I'm sure he probably got screwed a little bit.
You know, props to him. He's lasted
great.
3 days, heading into a fourth day of playing poker.
He's on
poker.
His way. He's going to cash, because I know him. He's not going to get involved this close to the money unless he just absolutely has it.
What's the min payment?
I think it's 15K, didn't you say?
15K.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. So he's got his own stake deal, so he gets his own percentage of that.
So you get about five?
Yeah.
So let's hear Cakes during his interview, which I guess was on YouTube yesterday.
All right, right now let's send it back to the floor. And our Natalie Bodie.
Spot the bluff.
Was a good spot to bluff.
I'm here with John, a sports radio host out in D.C., playing in his very first main event. Why this year, John?
My good friends at, let's get this in the shot, GulfCoastPoker.net, that I met through MGM National Harbor back outside of D.C., they just reached out to me about 6 months ago and were like, do you want to go play in the World Series of Poker main event? We'll stake you. We've got an arrangement. I don't want to give all the details, but I was like, yes, of course, I'd love to play in the world's biggest poker tournament, the most prestigious poker tournament in the world. So I jumped at the opportunity, and here I am. It's been a blast so far, and just want to keep it going, obviously, as long as possible.
Very cool, and here you are on day three. What is it like to be in the World Series of Poker main event on day three?
It's awesome. I mean, I've watched WSOP, you know, live highlights over the years. You know, I drive my wife crazy every night at bed. I turn on WSOP like from 5, 10, 15 years ago. And I've always wanted to come out and play. And because I've gotten this opportunity, I'm taking full advantage of it. And it's a blast. I mean, just look around. Look at all these people that came out to, you know, it's the third largest field, I believe, ever. And poker's just still killing it. And I'm glad to be a part of it. Glad to be out here.
It's going to be the last one for you because I'm going to have to send you back shortly. Sure. But what's been the coolest part?
I think just being here in Vegas, because I've envisioned myself here, you know, for so many years, and to finally get the opportunity to get staked to do it and, you know, like hang out with some of my poker buddies from back in D.C. that are here also playing in the main has been awesome. So just taking in the whole thing has been fantastic. And, you know, I can see why people want to come out and play the event every single year. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you for the time. Best of luck.
You can hear
it is indeed
anxious.
Awesome, John Allville from the Sports Junkies.
Well, because he wants to get back at the table.
No, you can just hear the little anxiety in the voice.
Yeah.
But he watching it visually, he did great.
It's good.
Great.
He did say awesome a lot.
Everything is awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Although it was the most cakes thing in the world. Let me get my sponsorship in here and let me talk about my loving wife.
Yeah.
Well, the interviewer asked the same question.
She kind of did. Yeah. I mean, what do you
He had to come up with two answers for basically the exact same question.
Yeah.
What do you love about it? Yeah. What are you excited about? What's awesome about it?
He did great. He's been doing great, and it's been awesome seeing everybody follow him. And everyone likes the sweat.
Yeah.
The smallest chip stack looks like is at 6,100.
All right, so that guy's going.
Like, yeah, he going
imminently.
Yeah.
Can you see? You can only see the smallest. You can't see the list of stacks.
Like I went through the list. There's a lot of 80,000. Cakes is going to cash.
Yeah, are there plenty under 100K?
Yeah, I can do the math. It looks like there's 17 people to go to cash.
Right.
And there's about...
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, geez, probably close to 100 people that are under 100,000.
Yeah, yeah, good. So they'll knock themselves out.
Yeah.
So I don't play poker. Is there any chance that Cakes can turn it around? And
sure. You can double up a few times. It just takes a couple double ups and you're right back.
I mean,
back
is that
it.
Actually possible? I know it 100%. Happened before, but for Cakes, is it possible in this situation?
Yeah, sure.
If he gets a really good hand, yeah.
Or are we just hoping that he fumbles along until he gets cashes
no,
out?
No, it's possible, but it's very unlikely. I mean, listen, the best poker players in the world pretty much don't win this tournament. Like, you got to navigate so many people. There's so many minefields. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, think about the best poker players in the world.
And they're all math geniuses.
Yeah, they're all
and
geniuses,
then there's,
but
there's
they don't
cakes.
Win the World Series main event. It's like the hardest thing ever because there's 10,000 donks.
So it is possible. We're not giving
definitely
up on
cakes. Definitely possible, but I think the most likely scenario is he holds on to his stack, cashes, and then it's just a total crapshoot if he could double up a few times.
Yeah. He gets pocket aces or, you know, flops a boat or something like that.
But
someone walks into it.
Pocket aces are so dangerous.
Right.
You know, you'll get
but
a
what
bunch
I'm
of
saying
callers.
Is if someone walks into it and he doubles up a couple times.
I think Cakes just wants to cash.
For sure. It's a huge brag for him to say he cashed at the main event.
Yeah. But I think he would be, I think deep down, if you gave him truth serum, if he would say he could see himself getting to the 25K mark. In terms of prize money,
I have no idea what that means. What do you have to do to do that?
You probably have to finish within the top.
I haven't looked at the breakdown, so
top 700, probably in the 700s.
Yeah, look, it's doable
if he's in 900th place.
I think he's got to kind of listen. The poker purist wouldn't tell you this, but he's got to kind of keep an eye on that. Lock in your cash, right? It's a once in a lifetime thing. And then you could do whatever you got to do.
Isn't every player today going, lock in the cash?
No, the poker purist guys, they don't care. They're like, they don't care. They'll get it all in. They don't care.
Yeah, they're irrelevant. They're thinking about
long-term, the odds. They play in all these events.
By the way, with him playing...
The real pros don't let that affect them.
With him playing this well, I wouldn't say it's a once-in-a-lifetime. I don't think this is the only time he's going to play in the World Series of Poker.
No,
I think
especially floodgates. Especially if he cashes.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying if he cashes, he'll play again. 100%.
Put it this way: if he makes 20 grand, all right. What's the name of the site?
Gulf Coast.
All right, they've already made their money back. They'll put him back in there.
They already
next year.
Made their money back their money with back the advertising.
I'm just saying financially, they already
made. If Cakes does well here, like even better. Like let's say Cakes cashes for 50K. At that point, Cakes can start charging people to buy equity from him.
Hmm.
Like, you have to pay me $5,000
to
represent me and get 40% of my winnings.
Yeah, that'd be
like
awesome.
That's the ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys was saying he thought that was it Negreanu's 10K buy-in would be worth someone else 50K.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, that's
kind of what Valdez is alluding to. But I, listen.
When's the last time Negreanu put up his own money to get into the main event?
Oh, I don't know.
It's probably been years.
I don't know. I don't know. If he does so well, he might want to put his own money. You know what I mean? Guy like that gets such a good return on it. But put it this way. He's definitely worthy and good enough to make a deep run, 100%. But you also have to navigate so many minefields. That's why the best in the world typically don't win this thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he was at 550,000 or whatever, and now he's back down to like 250,000.
And I'm sure they were just all sort of standard things that just happened.
Happens. But you can get right back up there.
Totally.
Well, let's pull for it.
I mean, one double up, and he's at 450 or whatever.
Exactly. All right, phone number you want to get in touch with us throughout the show is 1-800-636-1067. Mike Rizzo is going to join us at 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss that here on The Junkies.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.